the other night, I mean, surprise, surprise, we went to the pub.
Yes, yes, we were there.
Yeah, yeah, shocked.
No. don't tell people.
What happened is it was the bar that I used to work at, and we went in there and we were having a quick drink after work, you know, a bit of a knockoff.
Yep.
And I noticed that there was only one person in the bar. Someone else was getting a delivery and it was just packed, right? Mm. There were people everywhere at the bar. It was so busy.
Huge, yeah. It was really busy. A lot going on for that day as well at the specific time. You know, it wasn't, it was like a Wednesday evening or something.
Yeah. And knowing that my RSA is still at the pub, I went up and I was like, look, do you need a hand for like 5-10 minutes?
Hey, look, I've seen the bat signal
it's
shine up in the air.
It's been 5 years.
The bat signal was in the air. It was shining a beer and I knew you guys needed me, so I rushed in. What do you need done?
Yeah, it's been a few years, but I think I could get the gist of it. And see, would be awesome if you could help.
Were you a little bit nervous in terms of the things like pouring a beer, getting the right head, stuff like that?
Nah, mate. Nah.
Just
always,
a pro.
Always give perfect head.
Go on.
Yeah, a bit of bartender humour there for
you. Yeah. You got a joke book in your wallet?
Yeah. You had to study it before you got the job.
Little cue cards.
No, I went in there and I'll tell you what, it was just like riding a bike.
Really?
Yeah, straight on it.
I
mean, these are like old school tills from the 80s. I knew where all the things were. There's little codes you have to put in for certain
drinks.
Things. Yeah, drinks. And I knew the code. Like, just went in, did the code. It was like muscle memory. It just all came flashing back.
I did see you come out and start bragging to someone saying, I don't know what it was, 0185 gin and soda. I can't believe I remember that, guys. What else do you want me to recite?
I think I bragged to about 3 or 4 people that night, to be honest.
It's just like riding a bike, guys, as you're holding a pint, telling a group of people.
Yeah, so what I want to do is, what was your riding a bike moment?
Yeah, what, you know, did you go back to that you haven't done in ages that you just nailed? You muscle memory it, you're really good at it.
Yeah, a couple of examples, you know, maybe tying a tie you haven't tied. I remember, like, I think it had been about a year since I tied a tie after leaving high school. And just did it and all came flushing back.
Yeah, 100%. I remember a classic one. It was, we were all 18 or so at our mate Lewis's place playing beer pong. And his dad has come out. And it was one of those us cocky kids standing there because his dad has come out for a celebrity shot to finish off the last cup on the table. One cup, it was a trick shot. It had to bang off a pole. And we all sat back thinking, look at this old man. Yeah. Look at Lewis's dad trying to fit in with the youngins, you know, trying to play beer pong
with
us.
We've got the old ball trying to fit in with the young pups.
Man grabs the ping pong ball, practically closes his eyes. I swear he blinked, and he just bounces it off the pole,
nailed it into
the cup, nailed it.
Yeah.
The man was a god. I've not respected a friend's dad so much.
I mean, another example, maybe it was like a song you haven't heard in years. Maybe you flicked on to Wineback Wednesday, and there's a song you haven't heard in 10 years.
Oh,
and you just knew all the lyrics. Start belting it out.
Yeah.
Give us a text. What was your riding a bike moment? What moment did your muscle memory just take over? Plenty of people getting involved right now, Callum.
Yeah, even on the text line here, Tom, talking about that muscle memory. Someone said, I worked at the Foodland Deli in Norwood, and I still know all the codes off by heart for the back of the meats. When we all catch up, we have a few drinks and quiz each other of the code on the back of the Dorsogna ham.
Yeah, right.
Right,
they still
that sounds
know
like
it.
A... Fun drinking game, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Sounds like the life of the party. Another text here. I used to work at a place that recycled bricks. Now I have an extensive knowledge on what each brick is and how old they are.
That's so funny. It's crazy when someone has a niche knowledge like that as well, muscle memory for knowing those kind of things. I know someone who's really good at pipes, you know, plastic pipes, things like that.
Right,
plumbing
PVC,
pipes.
Right.
Yeah, PVC, exactly. It's me. I just want to show off.
Hey, let's head over to Jess in Holden Hill. Jess, good morning. What was your ride a bike moment?
Hi, so it wasn't personally myself, but it was actually I play a social netball, and we rocked up to a game one night, and we actually were short of a couple players, and we were short enough that we weren't actually going to be able to play until one of the girls' mums stepped up, and she put her hand up to play. She actually hadn't played netball in 25 years. So she stepped on court, and she actually ended up being best player on court. She held up our defence, and we actually won the game by quite a bit.
Right, Jess. So you said she went for the defence position?
Yeah, yeah, we had enough in our attacking. We really needed to, work up our defence. And, she put her hand up. She's like, yep, played defence, but 25 years ago. And we're like, we just want to get on court. That's fine. She held our defence up. And, we ended up winning the game.
Jess, 25 years since hanging up the boots. How old was this mum when she stepped on the court?
She was mid-50s. Most of the players, they range from sort of seniors team. So, they range from anywhere from 18 plus, and most of the players on court were under 30.
Very good.
She was definitely, the eldest on court, but she was, best player by far.
Did she have a permanent fixture in the team after that?
She was a permanent fill-in. She wasn't really gunning to play every week, but whenever we needed her, she was there once again.
Good stuff. Good on you, Jess. Thanks for getting involved.
Beautiful. No worries, please.
Cheers, Jess. Now, we've got this one here, Tom. It does come from an anonymous source.
Anonymous source.
Anonymous. What was the muscle memory moment? What was the ride in the bike moment?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very good.
Very well. And yourself?
Yeah, really well, thanks. So my moment was about 7 years ago, broke up with my boyfriend.
Yep.
Decided, look, I'm not going to worry about guys, intimacy, nothing like that. Spent a couple of years just finding myself again and decided I was ready for some special cuddles and got back on the horse, so to speak. And I was like, I remember this. I can do this.
Wait, So shagging was the muscle memory. That was
pretty much.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, and you're pretty decent at it.
How long did you say it was between?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. Yeah. Did you get positive reviews from the partner involved?
Fill out a quiz sheet afterwards.
Yeah, I won't say what he said, but yeah.
He got around it.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Look, we have a family pass to Monado Zoo. It's coming your way.
Oh, that's amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
That's all right.
Thank you. Cheers. And don't wait so long for your next hiatus.
Well, I won't. I'm in a relationship now, so it's good.
Good stuff.
Good. I thought Tom was flirting with you.